while we are not in a position to comment on the veracity of the charges about her alleged involvement on armed military violence, we nonetheless believe that the charges against her, particularly on the basis of the Rwandan genocide ideology law, is a politically motivated one, and the trial process has been one which was characterized by political bias, which was characterized by a circumstance of intimidation of witnesses who testified against her, and the application of the genocide ideology law in the circumstances of her public criticism of the Rwandan government appears to be a violation of freedom of expression and perhaps an example of how Rwandan government seems to be unwilling to tolerate criticism.
Let me say that I spoke with the Justice Minister of Rwanda, Francis Karugarama, and he says that the verdict against Ms. Ingabire was based on proof beyond reasonable doubt.
As I said, we have doubts about the types of evidences that seem to be unreliable, particularly in relation to her alleged involvement on what is referred to as participation in terrorist acts. The evidences include testimony by co-defendants with her. She is one of five co-defendants, and the prosecution evidence against her is a testimony of the co-defendants who seemed to have given a testimony which really seems very unreliable. But as I said, we have not looked into her alleged involvement in such alleged armed movement, and we are not in a position to comment on that. But from the perspective of our organization, we looked into the charges relating to genocide ideology, which we believe is a use of this law as an instrument to silence and punish public criticism in Rwanda.